Dear listeners, welcome to our program with the topic, The Original Teaching of Jesus the Christ. When the Christ of God, the Son of God and co-regent of the Eternal Kingdom, came to earth 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, he did not found a religion. Rather, he taught the law of life, the love for God and neighbor, and said simply, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." That is his teaching, and that is our teaching. Jesus of Nazareth again gave the people an understanding of the Ten Commandments of God. He taught and lived the peace, the unity, the life with and for one another. He taught and lived the love and mercy, which also includes nature and the animals. And he spoke in the following sense, "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the kingdom of God is within, in you." In short, the free spirit, God in us, and the teaching of the love for God and neighbor, the law of life, that is the original teaching of Jesus the Christ, which he brought from the eternal kingdom to us human beings, as did all the true prophets and prophetesses of God before him and after him, from Abraham 4,000 years ago until Gabriele today, the teaching prophetess and emissary of the eternal kingdom for more than 45 years. What Jesus of Nazareth announced 2,000 years ago is being fulfilled today in our time through Gabriele. He said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. This time is now here, and the word of the truth from the eternal kingdom is given to us in all its fullness through Gabriele, who serves God the Eternal as his prophetess and interpreter of the eternal word. In countless divine revelations and schoolings, the truth about the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth is presented to us, and we are shown the way to draw closer to him, the Christ of God, and thus to the kingdom of God, our eternal homeland within us."
In the great work of revelation of the Christ of God through Gabriele, with the title, "This is my word, Alpha and Omega," the highest commandment of love for God and neighbor is also presented. Jesus of Nazareth taught, "Love your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself." The whole law and the prophets are based on these. And the sum of the law is this: do not do unto others as you would not have others do to you. Do unto others as you would have others do to you. Blessed are they who keep this law, for God is manifest in all creatures. All creatures live in God, and God is hidden in them. Christ explained about this. The heart of the one who fulfills the commandments of selfless love is filled with love and with the wisdom of God, with a truth which lasts eternally, because it is the law of life. The one who fulfills the commandment, "Love your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself," lives in the law of God. For selfless love encompasses all the powers of the All, from order to mercy. At all times and in all generations, the true prophets and all righteous men and women have fulfilled the law of God. The one who fulfills the law of God entrusts himself to God and gives what the will of God is, love and wisdom. And Christ repeated, "May the one who wants to become the law of love heed the first step to inner life, to selfless love. Do not do unto others as you would not have others do to you. Do to others as you would have others do to you."
In the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus the Christ, we find more clear rules for life, the high ethics for living with our fellow human beings, for the practical application of the laws of life. For instance, Jesus of Nazareth urged us, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." He taught the absolute peaceableness, for God, the eternal, is in the innermost being of each person. We are brothers and sisters among one another, his children, all of whom he loves equally. If we become aware of this, then we will not consider anyone as our enemy. God in us also means God in my neighbor. The original teaching of Jesus the Christ also includes reconciliation. As it says in the Sermon on the Mount, for example, "Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way with him." Why? The discord with our fellow human beings darkens our disposition. It darkens our soul, and after the death of the body, our soul also takes these dark shadows with it into the beyond. The Christ of God wants to free us from these dark shadows and therefore teaches us to recognize our part, to ask for forgiveness, and for our part to forgive our neighbor. And we will find that from the reconciliation with our fellow human beings, a great liberating strength and inner joy goes out.
Jesus of Nazareth taught us not only to ask for forgiveness and to forgive, but also to condemn no one. He said, "Judge not, that you not be judged." This means that just as we condemn and disparage others, the same criterion will be applied to us, and that is how it will be for us, because what a person sows is what he will reap. This is also one of the fundamental teachings of the Christ of God, which calls us to monitor ourselves, to question our thoughts and words, and to recognize ourselves in them, and finally, to learn that the one who frees himself from evaluating and judging others will be able to approach his fellow people openly. He will develop understanding and goodwill, aware that just as I am on the path to God and still have my faults and weaknesses, so is my neighbor also on the path. And I can help and support him if he wants, through my experiences on the path to God. In his Sermon on the Mount, the Christ of God also teaches us not to look for the blame in others with everything that displeases us or with everything that fails, but to start with ourselves. He said, "First remove the beam from your own eye. Only then will you see clearly, so that you can remove the splinter from your brother's eye." Dear fellow people, in all honesty, how often do we look solely at the splinter in our neighbor's eye? And how much discord and quarreling can be resolved and settled by heeding this simple request?
Jesus of Nazareth summarizes the high ethics of the Sermon on the Mount in the Golden Rule, as we have already heard: do to others as you would have others do to you. When we hear the Golden Rule of Life, we could feel into its content and become aware that with the others, the neighbors, are also meant the animals, that is, our second neighbors. Jesus the Christ is one with God, His and our eternal Father, who is the creator of all life. Indeed, He is the life in all things. This tells us that the commandment of love for God and neighbor also includes them, the animals, and that we should treat them as we want to be treated, for they too bear the breath of life of God. That is what the Christ of God wanted and wants from us, and ultimately for us, that we truly learn to love our neighbor, our fellow creatures, the Mother Earth, because all life is from Him, and He is the life in all things, in every little plant, in every bush, in every tree, in every animal, whether large or small.
Dear fellow people, we still live in a world full of egoism and domination, full of violence all the way to war. Human beings against human beings against animals and against nature. We know from the teachings of the Christ of God through Gabriele that every thought is energy. Thus, at every moment, we ourselves contribute to there being more discord, even war, in the world, or more peace. Jesus the Christ also gives us an image of the new human being who has found the way to freedom and unity in God and lives accordingly. He said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." How can we understand these words? Let us try it out. Let us learn to respect and cherish life. Let us gain respect for the innermost being of our neighbor and for the life in all things. This leads us to realize that Mother Earth is the provider for human beings, animals, and plants, and that the original teaching of Jesus the Christ includes that in the spirit of meekness, we treat all people and all forms of life of Mother Earth with care and caution. And especially when we come together in accordance with His words, wherever two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst of them, we feel He is here, and He helps each one of us to comprehend ever more deeply how we can very specifically put His Sermon on the Mount into practice in our life, in the family, in our circle of friends, and at work. He also gives us the strength for this if we sincerely want this. We will realize that there is a revolutionary power in this simple teaching of the Sermon on the Mount when we take it to heart and apply it in our life. Jesus did not say, "The one who hears these words of mine and finds them good will enter the kingdom of God," but rather, "The one who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock," or a wise woman.
When we hear, "Where two or three are gathered in His name, He is there in the midst of them." When we hear that He is in us with His absolute love and power that wants to always help and support us, then perhaps the one or the other thinks, "Yes, but how can it be that Christ is in me? How can I understand that?" Christ Himself explains that to us in the work of Revelation. "This is My word, Alpha and Omega," in which He also explains the cosmic event that took place when He spoke the "It is finished" on the cross. We would like to read several paragraphs from this. Christ reveals, through the prophetess and emissary of the eternal kingdom, Gabriele, I am the Father's first beheld and firstborn Son, the co-regent of the heavens. I am omnipresent in the four powers of creation, the four natures of God, order, will, wisdom, and earnestness. My spiritual heritage flows in these four nature streams. In the four powers of creation, it is the radiation of omnipresence in the primordial principle, God. Thus I am God, in the creation spirit of the Father, in the four natures, order, will, wisdom, and earnestness. The three attributes of God, patience, love, and mercy, are the filiation attributes. In them, I am the Son among all the sons and daughters of God. God means highest omnipresent energy which brought and brings forth everything and which is from eternity to eternity. From this omnipresent energy, the eternally flowing primordial potential, the Spirit, I released a large part of my spiritual heritage and implanted it as sparks into the souls. Since the "it is finished," the Redeemer spark is security and support for the fallen souls so that their spirit substance does not dissolve into the eternal flowing spirit. Therefore, it is given to me by the Father to act as Redeemer for all deeply fallen souls and people and to lead these, His children, back to His heart again.
In the great work of Revelation, "This is my word, Alpha and Omega," the Christ of God also clears up many false notions. He teaches, among other things, "No one should say that just by believing in me, the Christ, his sins will be taken from him. The one who neither recognizes his sins nor repents, thus continuing to sin, remains a sinner. My Redeemer deed will not take his sin away, for the one who does not recognize himself will not recognize his sins either, nor will he repent of them and make amends for what he has done to his neighbor. Thus, the one who does not take these steps to self-recognition, to true remorse and forgiveness, to asking for forgiveness and to making amends will fall into the same sins again and again. No person and no soul can avoid recognizing his sins, repenting of them, and then committing them no more. Only once soul and person fulfill the law of love more and more will they become pure. The redemption of the soul is first accomplished once it has again attained purity and has consciously become a child with a pure heart. Thereby, we are not alone. Where two or three are gathered in His name, He is there in the midst of them. We can draw closer to Him, and we can be certain that the Christ of God, the Son of the Eternal, the co-regent of the heavens, helps and supports us at every moment. In every situation, we can turn to Him who dwells in us. He is constantly knocking on the door of our heart.
Jesus, the Christ, wants only that we draw closer to Him and to God our Eternal Father. By putting His teachings of the Sermon on the Mount into practice, step by step, and by living the love for God and neighbor so that He can lead us on the path to the Father's house, to our eternal homeland. We are all sons and daughters of our eternal Father, brothers and sisters among each other, and God, who is the love and the life in all things, does not let any of His children become lost. This path to the eternal homeland is shown to us by the Ten Commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus the Christ in His Sermon on the Mount, and for more than 45 years by the eternal Word given through the prophetess of God in our time, Gabriele, the seraph of divine wisdom in the earthly garment. Through Gabriele, the entire fullness of the eternal Word of the all-one God comes to us human beings, given in thousands of revelations. Today, it is written, collected, set, and preserved in the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth, in the Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit. The eternal Word also contains the truth about Jesus of Nazareth, about His life and His teachings, about the makeup of the eternal kingdom, about the fall event up to the emergence of humankind, about the all communication in the entire creation, about the makeup of the soul and its path of becoming in the beyond, about the possibility of reincarnation, about the self-healing powers in people, and much, much more. As children of the infinite loving Father, we are free beings, free in our decision, free in our life. But the Christ of God is calling into the world through the mouth of a prophet and reminding us anew of the original teaching of love for God and neighbor toward human being, nature, and animals, and of His original teaching which says, God in us, and where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst of them.
This means for all of us that we may be certain that He, Christ, our Redeemer, is always present. He is always with us, no matter where we are. Indeed, and He stands by us. Just as He teaches in the great work of Revelation, this is My word, Alpha and Omega, from which we want to read several more sentences. Christ reveals, when people, no matter how many, come together in My name and strive together to fulfill the laws of God, then what they ask of God is already fulfilled in their souls, if it is good for soul and person. Then it becomes manifest to them when the time has become ripe for it. I, the Christ, am in the midst of people and souls who honor the Most High in their thanking and acting. And even when it is only one who asks for the gifts of salvation and strives to fulfill the laws of God, the request is already fulfilled in his soul too, before he asked for it. For the Eternal Father beholds His children in the light of the eternal law and knows them, and He will give their honest hearts what is good for them. Therefore, be comforted. God knows all His children. He sees in every heart, and if one of His children, out of love for Him, renders Him honor in all things, then I, the Christ, am active in His heart. There is so much hope and encouragement in these words of the Christ of God.
Whether we are aware of it or not, whether we believe it or not, ultimately, we all came from God's love, and love is our true nature. If we ourselves become love again, step by step and with the help of the Christ of God in us, then we will gradually find our way to the true inner life. Everything else, everything that is externalized, is merely a vegetating that, in the long run, can never make us happy. This is why love is also the highest commandment. Love God, your Father, above all, and your neighbor as yourself. This is the original teaching of the Christ of God, and that is our teaching. And let us never forget, the Redeemer flame of salvation burns in us, which will lead us all home to the Father's house. Christ is in us. He is close to us at every moment. Let us nourish this flame in us by following the path of love for God and neighbor in all freedom. Then Christ will resurrect in us more and more. This is the path in the Messianic, Sophianic age, in the age of the lily. It is the beginning of the kingdom of peace of Jesus Christ, which God, the Eternal, already announced thousands of years ago through His divine messengers, and which today, in our time, was initiated by the seraph of divine wisdom in the earthly garment, Gabriele. It first emerges in ourselves, in the heart of each one. Dear listeners, in deep thankfulness to Gabriele, who in this time gives us human beings an understanding of the original teaching from the eternal kingdom, the path back to our eternal homeland, and aware that the Christ of God is the redeeming power in all of us, which always helps and supports us, we take our leave of you with a warm greetings in God. Thank you.